Big John's Crack, the weekly podcast show where you get to hear my crack, but fortunately, you don't get to see it. Or maybe that's unfortunate. Anyway, that's enough talking. Let's get straight to the crack. Welcome back, episode 5 of the podcast with Lottie and Big John. I'm going to have to change the name of this podcast, Lottie.
Aye.
To Lottie and Jones.
No, right. I'm only here to make sure you are half PC.
You're like the podcast ombudswoman.
And also you go on a bit.
You're telling
a story that takes 5 minutes, but you could drag it into 20 minutes.
Well, I've just thought another story here to talk about today. And I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write it down right now. So what have we been at, Lottie?
Been busy enough recently.
Well, folks, there's exciting news here. With Lottie and John.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Like,
we're making it big. Can't believe this is happening.
They're hitting it big.
We're hitting it big on, drum roll, Fuse FM. We are doing a show on Fuse FM. Are you excited? I can't wait.
We haven't really decided what night we're doing yet.
No, we're going to do one or two shows a month. We're going to play the big bangers. We're playing the bangers. What tunes are we playing? Country and Western.
No, I don't
know. We might go for the local talents, such as Alistair Coyles.
We'll do...
And another wee number with from Steve Furlow.
No, we'll do a mixture.
A mixture, some modern music.
And we need requests and...
Oh, we need complete and utter audience participation. whenever we go on Fuse FM. We need audience participation.
Yeah.
And the Fuse FM. So we're going to be presenters.
It's a great setup in there.
That's unreal. Credit to all...
I bet you have the folk in Balmain who don't know the setup in there.
They probably didn't even listen to it. They should be. Forget Radio 1. They might be worldwide, but they're for nothing. Fuse FM, it's the place they beat. Q97.
Support local.
Who are they? Who are they? Downtown Connery. You know, we could do the cash call on Fuse FM.
Oh, who's sponsoring that?
Well done, Seamus. You've won £10. What are you going to do with that tenner?
That wouldn't even buy a fish up, or not.
I was thinking that myself. Wouldn't even buy a Chinese. Takeaway, that is.
Oh, but there's big news in the Chinese front in the town.
Well, that's hearsay. We kind of confirm it.
You said it was right.
Well, I heard it from a fella at work. Well, he also works with Fuse FM, he knows everything.
He knows all that's going on in the town.
I heard there's one Chinese that took over another Chinese. It's like a worldwide Chinese takeover. And we're not talking about a football club now. I can't wait. If it is true.
If it's very local to us.
If it's true, we'll be on it 3 nights a week.
No.
17 stone going on 70 this time next year.
Well, we can go to the gym and then scoot on down.
Sure, why not? We fish supper after when a rep to the benching.
No.
The bench press.
What else have we been doing?
Well, what about the egg box?
I don't know.
The egg box saga. There's been a thief about the slagging.
I know.
Somebody stole our egg box money. Somebody has stole the money out of that wee egg box, because I used that egg money to go and hold it. That took me a lot in hold it out.
Yeah, no.
You can see here all them valued customers.
I think it was the day after we done the last podcast that it happened.
I think it was the day after. Dirty bit. If you're out there listening and you stole her egg money, I hope it makes you happy. You can't buy much with £13 these days. So the egg box gets stolen, but they're not stealing now because I've got it...
Oh, it's like Fort Knox. No.
I've got it.
He's got it bolted to the fence and everything.
Well, you know what? We've got customers all over out there. I sell eggs to boys at the golf club. They love the duck eggs. You know who I'm talking about here. Also listens to the podcast. Patty's naked at the golf. So, no, we've got good egg customers. You know, fair play to our customers.
And the day that we discovered it had been taken... We discovered it pretty quick because, to be honest, my mum and dad cannot come up to our house without opening the lid and checking the egg box.
I know that.
So it's checked about 100 times a day.
To be honest, it's a wonder the egg box hasn't needed a new lid.
I know.
That's opened that much by then.
They love looking
in. Just wonder what's in the egg box today. I only checked it for 5 minutes. No, but your old boy's very good.
Yeah.
He's very good with the eggs and the hens. A fair play to our Rob. So no, the egg box was stolen. But it's all good now. Sure, what odds? It's only a pound or two. So, another what else, right?
You had a big successful week.
Why?
With your golf career.
Oh, very successful.
I've heard about it a million times.
I felt like Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters. I won the Friday Open competition. And then I won the Saturday competition. I feel I might go sit. Maybe I'll be asked to go to the Masters next year.
Maybe.
But they need a bigger green jacket.
Well, I tell you, if I'm your caddy, I'm not wearing that white body or boiler suit.
Wait, looks like you're straight out of prison. No, it's I heard about the golf boys. Love it.
And I know we were watching the Masters, and I don't agree with the caddy being in them boiler suits.
Why not?
I don't agree. I think it's very degrading to them.
But it's the Masters.
And they're professionals too.
I know why. I know. Sure, all the days carry golf clubs.
No, but they know the crack.
Oh, say, carry a golf. I'd get it for 10% of their winnings. Nobody wants to carry in line.
No.
The first place with Grace Hall is about £30. There you are. There's £3 on. Thanks for carrying that.
If it was good weather here, I would go out with you more often.
Would you carry my clubs?
No.
So,
but right, she have a trolley thing.
150 yards to the green. To the middle of the green. What club are you giving me?
It's a four.
A four what?
Iron.
Four iron. You're only far away. That would be 7 iron. For me, no big hitter. Some of them boys out there are big hitters, but no big John. But he can strike or will he? Right, if say I am... Right, I am... Putting.
The wee flat one.
Aye. Well, as that's called a putter.
Yeah.
What about a bunker? What club? If the ball goes into a bunker, what club are you giving me?
Wee scoopy one.
A wee scoop.
One.
Throw me the one scoop there.
A one iron.
throw me the one iron scoop there. Throw me an ice cream scoop there. Love, aye. No, that would be like a sand. That's a wedge.
Well, I'll not need to worry because I'll not be handing them to you.
No, and then what you call a big lang thing?
Driver.
Talking about big lang things. Big lang. Dark things. Big lang. Dirty dark things.
You weren't dirty, I'm sure.
Well, it's not what the doll's hair says.
But that was... I'm not convinced.
Does anybody know what we're about to get into here?
Starts with D.
Starts with D. There was plenty of D's in the D that night. We were talking about the D-I-C-K's and the...
Okay.
What?
You're not allowed to say that.
I'm spelling it. I'm not saying it. D-I-C-K. We're talking about them. I'm not calling them.
Like, just
the
spit it out.
The Devonish. Oh my word, I had never seen anything like that in my life.
Could I just say, I come home from work that day, and he was like a bull in this house. And I says to him, what in under goodness are you so worried about? He was raging because...
Well, if there's anything...
You couldn't imagine why he was raging.
If there's one video that made me feel inferior, it was that video or the picture. Oh, the old doll howling this thing in the right hand like a flipping Pringle black chip. Baguette.
You know?
Unbelievable. I had never seen anything like that in my life.
There's definitely, there was something been taken there.
Oh, I mean, there's the hair old tricks to do it.
Well, that's what I mean.
They get them all, you know, worked up and then they put a wee band on it. They say... Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Hey.
Well, we're not going to see it because me or you will not before the Devonish.
Well, I'll not be going if them boys are there again because I didn't want to feel
like this has made them world famous now.
That's sick. Pretty sure you could go online and see their video somewhere else. I'm not talking about the ones that were circulating that night.
But the thing is, them boys has been doing that all over the UK. And they come one night to Northern Ireland and that's it.
Well, whenever they're called the XXL Pleasure Boys. Unbelievable. So if nobody has seen the videos or
don't
the photos.
Don't look at them.
What you need to do is you need to, first of all, see them by probably get on a Twitter or something like that there, or no doubt some of your mates.
I wouldn't advise anybody to look at them, but to be honest, you probably have to see it to believe it.
Unreal. Swing a bit these things like a flipping fire hose. Swing a bit then the windmill now. If that boy done it any quicker, he'd be taken off.
You're getting fuming again.
I'm raging. Could you believe it?
That's like, hard, but
if you were there that night, howling that big thing, we want to be there.
Do you know what the scary thing is?
What?
Like, what if a group of girls went to that unknowingly, thinking it was like a Magic Mike thing?
Well.
And then it turned into that.
Look, me. If something's magical to that. Big dirty Dennis with a big deck. Unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that in my life. No. Unreal. So if you haven't seen it, you hate to see it because it's unbelievable. But I can't talk about that anymore because I'm starting to get cross. And I'm starting to feel inferior. And I'm getting a complex.
Well, there's not much you can do about it.
Right, I seen a news story last week. It was actually pointed out to me at work. I shouldn't be laughing, because good on them. There was these conjoined twins, right? Mm-hmm. And they had one body.
Oh, you're giving me anxiety, what you're going to say.
They had one body and two heads, right?
Yes, and they got married.
They got married. Like, that's fair enough.
And what?
Well, that's all right, but what, Jan? They had two heads and two brains and two personalities, right? But what happens if your doll wants a bit that night? What does your doll ditch? Throw the bag on me. Throw the paper bag over the top of my head here. I don't want to see that.
What you're talking about here.
I mean, apparently, right, so say the head's on the left, the head on the left, whatever you
apparently,
call it.
Apparently, is this apparently according to the
no,
sun?
No, so they say. No, I don't read the sun. So she controls the left side of her body, another one controls the right. Right? So I just kind of get her how... Like, what if Yen and Gies in a hand job? What
well, isn't it amazing? Is it, like, that's the laugh and of
what,
that.
What about the other one? Has the other one got a boyfriend?
Well, who did he marry?
Well, obviously, what the one on the left had married to your fella.
And what about the one on the right?
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. What,
okay, married both of them.
No, what if she wants to take a relationship with somebody?
Well, what's their name?
I can't imagine, but...
They've got one name.
They've two names. They're two different people, conjoined. In the middle.
Well, listen, amazing they've got that far.
I know, unbelievable. And I am more than happy for them. Just kind of get my head around it.
Well, you've got one of me and that's enough.
Like, I don't know. It's just amazes me.
Could you imagine me with two heads?
Folks, I only want two of you, haven't I? I'd hate listening to you twice.
Well, let me tell you, two of you would be enough to...
There would be some orders again then.
My goodness.
Imagine if there's two of you.
No, if there was two of you, I'd be working off my feet.
I won't have time to do anything.
I could laugh at you.
We're live here.
We've been in this house now 7 years,
mm-hmm.
And the stove has still not been finished around it.
Well, sure doesn't it light?
And every summer you say, I'm going to do it this summer. So we're now on to summer number 8, and it's still not been...
Aye, but I'm very busy.
No.
Look, I'm semi-pro to golf, let's say. I hate to keep at it or I'll lose my
touch. Right,
touch.
Oh aye, you're semi-pro golf, mm-hmm. golfer, semi-pro darts player, mm-hmm. semi-pro snooker player.
No, I'm crap at snooker, but I like playing it.
I'm
crap at golf, too, but I like playing it. But I'm no bad at darts now, but I'm no great right now. I'm actually, the moral of the story is, what's Jack Altria's master and none?
Mm. Oh, what's you were back say? At the football then again recently.
Back at the football, aye. Try to lose a wee pin or two, you know, for
but
summer.
But it's a touchy subject, the football at the moment.
I know, don't know, I don't want to talk about it. We're not talking about it.
Somebody was in Liverpool this week and they get beat 3-0.
I was there watching my beloved Liverpool play in the Europa League, the second tier of the European. They're usually in the Champions League, but this year they're in the Europa League because they were crap last year. Well, I had never seen anything worse in my life than I witnessed on that Thursday. I was like watching, I don't know, to be honest, but Corian probably would have beat them. Just they were bad. Hey?
Well, you can't win them all.
You can't win them all, but sure, you can.
And you have to support them win or lose.
I know, I always do. Glory, glory, Liverpool.
I know.
Oh, so it was in Liverpool, but Ayaka was good old time. A bit of crack, a lot of singing, went out drinks. Sure, you couldn't beat it. You couldn't beat it. So that's what we have been up to recently. What have you been at? No crack. We use the listeners of Big John's Crack.
Do you think there's only folk listen?
I don't know. Well, I can tell you now. I know 54% of the audience is female.
How do you know that?
It tells you a movie analysis thing.
What is it?
So that means, come on, lads, let's try and get it up to 50-50.
The ladies like your dulcet tones.
Hey, ladies, do you like my tones? My podcasting voice.
Maybe I would say more women listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
The men.
You know why the men didn't want to listen to it?
Why?
Because you're on it. I'm only joking.
I swear, even this mic is off, you're getting a good clash.
That's going to be the end of the podcast again. Back number 5.
Maybe folk listen to it for me.
That's something like, we should have done an Ant and Dick style Saturday night last ever.
I know, podcast. That was very emotional, that.
I know, Charlotte, she was sitting great in here.
Well, it was sad.
Watching Ant and Dick Saturday night takeaway. I look around here, the eyes are streaming. She's blubbering away.
Well, they've done it 20 years and that's it done now.
Well, that's sure they did a good run. They'll be getting paid, aren't they? We're getting paid buck all. Is that here? But folk want to hear it, so we hit it to please the audience.
Well, let's be honest, 2 or 3 folk want to hear it, probably.
No, I can tell you now. Figures, here we go. Here's the figures for the podcast. So.
Right, we don't need the figures.
57% of the female... 57% of the listeners are female, 40% are male, 4% are non-specified, and less than 1% are non-binary. So there you are, there's the figures.
Well, that's a lot.
I know, so we've got a wide variety of listeners from non-binary right through to male and female. There you are.
What's unspecified? They just didn't take.
They're not sure yet.
No, that's non-binary. Is it not?
No, non-binary just doesn't want to disclose what they want.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe it's non-specified like the dogs or something.
No, maybe they just didn't take what they... But we're not getting into that.
No, we're not getting into that today. So, Big John's Crack has reached nearly 1,000 listeners.
Oh, wow!
Yep, so there you are. 1,000 people has heard me and Lottie talking pure gibberish.
What pure is gibberish. Your... most embarrassing moment?
What in life?
Can you think what it is?
Why can you think what mine is?
There's so many.
I know, there's too many. I think we specified some embarrassing moments in the earlier podcast. So I don't know where
to get anything
else. Well, it's the time I fucking shit myself. In Vegas, but
you can have embarrassing moments, but don't involve feces.
Oh no! Actually, one of the most embarrassing that just comes to mind. I was going through the drive-thru McDonald's. Do you mind that? I was going through the drive-thru at McDonald's. Hey, Gary, can I get a McChicken sandwich, middle there, please? 3 Saver Big Macs or double cheeseburgers, 4 fries, and a large Coke, and then whatever you want, like. But that was alright. I went to the window, paid for the meat, on to the next window, and it was quite clearly a woman. A good looking wee girl was serving me meat.
Yeah.
And I left it, she passed all the stuff out at me, and I goes, good man, thanks very much. Has anybody else done anything like that? What about yours, Lottie? What's your most embarrassing moment to date? I know you've got your own chance today. But we'll not get into that.
But I was ill.
Well, I was ill too. I had food poisoning.
There's more chance of you doing it not being ill.
Oh, well, it's been close a time or two. But anyway, what's your most embarrassing moment?
It couldn't have been that embarrassing if I forgot about it.
No. I can't really think of money off the hand for you now. Right, what was there?
Mine. I had on the bench.
Eh?
On the bench.
I'll set the scene here. We were on holidays in Portugal. Albufeira, a beautiful spot. We were lying. We probably had a drink or two. Went for a wee ice cream. It was about 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the evening. But we thought we'll just sit in here, take in the view, watch the waves crash into the beach. Absolutely beautiful. So we sat down, we decided to sit down on this bench, and there was an old Portuguese woman. she came and she sat down beside us.
I know.
So it was all right. We were sitting chatting away and she was minding her own business. Next thing, what happened?
I don't know.
What happened?
I can't remember.
Lottie let a big fart out of her hole. The bench shit. The percolator near bounced off the bench.
I thought it was only going to be a wee one.
Well, flip sake, they had to ring bench maintenance the next day to fix the flip.
She did get up and say something, Rena.
She stood up and she went, look, and walked off. It's like a champ. Oh, that critter, she'll be, that critter will not sleep that night.
But sometimes you get... It gets sore, like you just have to let it out. You see, it's fucking hold. Well, in saying that, I could hold in a poo all day.
Right, well, I can't.
No, you can't.
I take great delight in pooing in my nice place, but we'll not get into that because every week we seem to talk about poo, and nobody wants to hear any more. So, new story of the week. We've already touched on it, the Masters. Scottie Scheffler won it for the second time. So he won it 3 years ago. And then John Rahm won it
this year. Is he Lev or...?
Oh no, he's PGA. He is world number one. Classic golfer. Mr. Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fella. He's kind of boy that...
Where's he from?
America. I don't know where in America, but I know he's American. Scottie Scheffler! And the big green jacket. Did you know, Charlotte?
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I was thinking this morning.
What?
Does he get another new green jacket or do they just put a new date on it?
He'll get another new jacket, I think, as far as I know now. But did you know that... So he gets the green jacket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he can take it home with him.
Obviously.
This year.
And then what?
And next year at the Masters, that has to go in the locker. So previous winners
mm-hmm.
can only wear the green jacket
when they win
that week. Or any time they go to Augusta. So they can't take it home with them. They can take it home this after a new winner and put it on.
For one year,
then it has to go back.
So they don't get keeping it?
No, they can't bring it home.
But it stays in their...
They put a logger then. Once you win the Masters, you get your own logger.
Uh-huh.
And at Augusta.
It's a bit crap.
There's also some other rules at the Masters this year. You're not allowed to run. There's no running.
Uh-huh.
So the patrons, as the crowd, as the
Americans
call them, the patrons or whatever, they're not allowed to run.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no phones.
That's good.
That's very good. No phones allowed. I read this year. So Scotty's won it for a second time.
Is Augusta always windy? Because it was really windy this year.
It was windy again. It was roasting. It's at some spot, some golf course, unreal. It's a bit like Grace Hill.
Drier.
Just about drier than Grace Hill. If you were in Grace Hill last week, well, it's not too bad. I love Grace Hill, so I'm not going to say anything against Grace Hill, my home golf club, but we have no green jackets.
Do you know what I heard today?
What did you hear today?
If you go to the Dark Hedges, you have to pay £5 to park.
Aye, in the Hedges Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Car park. Well, just right.
It's a bit steep, £5.
Well, there's folk parked up at left, right and centre.
Aye, but they'll still do that.
Then you'd near run the mirror when you're going to the golf club.
I know, they really could do with... It's dangerous out there.
That's very dangerous.
You have to cross that road now.
You could have traffic control.
Yeah.
You could have a lolly... What about a lolly? They should be employing a lollipop woman.
Oh, what about Balmoney's situation at the minute?
What about the main street?
Yeah.
Terrible.
High Street.
Terrible.
I hate that. I used to love sailing up and down there.
I used to love just standing in the middle and walking up and down between the trees. You know, and all
the
them...
bigger question is what to do with all them bulbs?
They replanted them. I was under a good impression that they replanted them.
How'd you know that?
Well, I heard that from a friend of mine who's in the Balmoney Council Committee. He's not a councillor, but he's on...
He should be, probably.
All right. So that's the Masters. Now we've got a bit of a ridiculous news story, but it's also on Sky News this week.
Oh, yeah.
NASA has been urged to help the search for the Loch Ness Monster.
No, you say that's on that. I don't think
it's on it. I can show it to Sky News, and it's right there in front of you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What That's a waste.
Americans for you.
Waste of, oh my, is that Nessie? No, it's a big bit of driftwood or a dead wheel or something. What about the loch? Do you think there's any monsters in Loch Ness? Apart from the only monster in there is your big man, Steve Noel. He goes for a swim. Does he not get a... Oh no, that, there's something in the skull.
That's where Loch Ness is.
Where?
Outside Enniskillen. Loch Earn.
Aye, Loch Earn.
Yeah, we'll cruise.
Where's Loch Ness?
Loch Ness is, you can see it from Antrim.
Yeah, very good. You're very good.
Johnny thinks I am.
And there's an island in the middle of Loch Ness?
Yeah.
What's it called?
No, it's not actually.
What?
That island we were talking about the other
no,
night.
No, I'm talking about one. What? There's an island in the middle of Loch Ness. I'm not sure if there's more than one.
What's it start with?
Or?
Dunno.
I'm just going to check Google Maps here.
Devonish! It's one that's in Loch Earn.
Aye, but not in... I'm talking about Loch Ness here. Right. Yeah, there's one island.
What's it start? R what?
Starts with R.
R what?
Guess.
What's the second letter?
I'll give you a clue. Sheep. I'm waiting for the penny to drop here, folks.
Ram.
Ram's Island. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Ram's Island. So NASA's looking for Loch Ness, the Loch Ness
Monster. Do
you think
there ever was one? Really?
Oh, why? I'm sure, but folk love to believe these things.
Well, maybe there was some...
I want to believe it too.
Prehistoric times.
Like, the sea's unbelievable. I know that's a loch, but...
I don't like the sea.
The depth of the sea's unreal. Unreal.
Like, if you're out in the middle of that, you're snookered, like...
Well, you would be, you know. Mm. You would be. That's unbelievable. But right, we've got a couple more. We've got some new features for you this week. And I'm so excited to bring you... we're playing Guess the Song with Lottie. So, I don't know if anybody's ever seen Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Used to watch it every week. Where they used to hum or...
Was your man in that?
Hey.
The long, dark hair.
The comedian?
No. Aye, the boy that does the Bake Off
now. Noel Fielding.
Aye.
I think he was in the new version, I think. But I mean, I watched it years ago when it was Phil. Your big boy Phil was a team captain. Anyway, we're going to guess the song.
So you're going to do it, and I'm going to guess what it is.
I am going to do it. And now, I kind of forgot the song, but right, I'm going to do it anyway.
It's a big build up here. Is that the verse or chorus? Is this the chorus or verse?
That's how you get it.
Well, that was a joke.
Oh, Chloe, how could you not get it for that?
Just
you don't know.
Just do the most well known bit of the song.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
It's very hard with you doing the flip of the actions here in front of me.
Woo! Do you not know it? Does anybody else know it at home? That's easy, come on.
Do that wee bit again, that wee riffy bit again.
At the start?
Yeah.
I fucking remember that. Right. What does it go?
Do the main bit.
The chorus or the verse? The chorus or the verse?
Whatever.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Wow, wow. No, 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 no.
No, I have no idea that is.
I can't see you. It's shining in the sun.
Oh, that was awful. Boys, I like it.
Easy. Easy.
Listen to the well and all that.
That's
just
the guitar.
Do
that's the guitar there.
Just do the medley.
I've kind of half. I don't know how good the start of the song sounded there. Awful. That there took a bit. That was a minute and a half of me trying to
well,
do
can
a
you
song
just
here.
Cut it down a bit?
Who sang it?
Brian.
Nope.
What's the start with?
I'm just hit check here, make sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure it begins with DH.
DH? Don't know.
Yeah, Don Henley. Don Henley, right, you ready for number two?
You do one for more in my generation.
You ready for number two?
Right.
Oh,
I know it. That's your favorite song.
I love it. I know every word.
Texas Hold'em.
Correct. Texas Hold'em. Well done, Lottie, you got that.
And let's be honest, you don't know every word.
You got that a heck of a lot quicker.
Well, that was better.
Guess the song. That was Guess the Song, folks. Guess the Song, episode 1, version 1, on podcast episode 5. Next up, we've got... There's the radio voice coming out again.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Dear John. It's that time of the week again, folks. It's Dear John time. Have you got issues? Don't worry, we all have issues. Medical. Physical issues. Ingrown toenails. Piles. Don't worry, Dear John's here for you. Patient disclaimer. We all know Big John's advice is very good, but not always factually correct. If you've got any real issues, please seek medical advice. Thank you. It's that time again, folks. That time of the week, that time of the podcast again, where we do Dear John. Right. Some very, very important issues, or one issue to talk about today. It affects me and you greatly.
Well, I can't mind this.
It affects me and you greatly. It affects a lot of people greatly, but more so heavier people. I get this all the time.
What?
And I'm not talking about hungry belly or overhang or whenever you're on the treadmill and your belly's bouncing and it feels like it's sitting there in front of you.
Because it is normally.
We're talking about chub rub.
Oh,
hey. We are talking about chub rub. Who else gets affected by chub rub? So chub rub, as I get it if I'm walking a mile.
I could walk to the bottom of the road and I'd hear it.
So, anybody that doesn't know, chub rub is where your upper thighs, inner thighs, start rubbing together. And they just go like that. They just rub and they rub.
They rub red raw.
They rub that. You could probably start light a fire down there with it.
It's not any laughing matter.
It's very sore. It's very sore.
And it goes like wee spots on it.
That's because you're rubbing through to the pores. Your chub is rubbing.
And it's like a nettle sting nearly.
Your leg fat's on fire.
It's like a nettle sting.
That's unpleasant.
Well, it's not very rare. It's not very often I would give myself the opportunity to have chub rub.
Why? What do you... Why?
Because if you've leggings or trousers on, you don't get it.
Well, you see, if you're like me, when you hear an arse... And you know, I don't wear leggings, by the way. I do not wear leggings. I wear jeans or tracksuit bottoms. It can happen in both of them. But when you hit an arse like me and...
Oh, it falls.
And it starts falling
it
down.
Lower.
Then you have an inch of chub rub.
The crotch bit's lower. Just, see, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, but an inch just below the boil that gets rubbed red raw. Then you hit to get him put moisturiser on.
Does man ever... Do they ever get scourged?
Where at?
Your bits between your legs when you're walking.
What do you mean, my balls?
Aye.
No, really.
You wonder how they don't
sometimes get... they get squashed all the time.
How do they not get like chub rub symptoms?
Because you see their scrotum. Their scrotum's like leather. That's why God made us with scrotums like leather. That they could rub all day, but you see the inner thigh. That's like a bit of pepper. You get that rubbed through in 2 minutes.
It just, I mean, it must feel quite full down there.
Quite what? Full? I've never felt full down there.
No, like...
No, ask them boys of the Devonish. Them boys...
I'm not talking about the front bit, I'm talking about...
What? The balls? The bollocks? Like the testicles?
You could never squeeze your legs tight together.
Well, I'm doing it now, and it's sore, like... You hate to lift the wee
pack. Do you not feel restricted?
You hate to lift the packs on top of the legs.
What happens if you cross your legs?
Well, that's why men don't cross their legs.
Some do.
That's why men, does the men cross, where, you know, they sit down and they turn the knee at 90 degrees and they rest their ankle on top of their other knee.
But I have a bit of an issue. Some men sit with their legs far too wide open. There's no need for that.
That's what they call a mating call.
There's no need for that.
They're just sitting there rubbing their legs.
Like, the legs are basically at an obtuse angle.
Who wants to see my bulge?
There is no need for it.
You want to see my bulge?
At all. And then us women always have to be sitting right and...
Well, I don't know what you were talking about. Women, look, whenever you come out with old camel toe. That's exactly the same. They're just floating about their old camel toe, you know. They're just putting in the men's face. Well, what you think of that?
No, they do not.
There's the camel toe.
Let me tell you, any woman that ever has that does not know she has it.
Well, there should be like a camel toe deflector.
You get one of them.
What?
You get one. I seen them on TikTok.
TikTok. Oh, that means it's... So you get like a wee thing that slides down like a funny pod. Is it like plastic?
I don't know. I'm not an investor in one.
That would be a wee bit uncomfortable. You slide a bit of plastic in there. See, can it's the Komodo. But anyway, we're getting away from the main main theme, which is chub rub.
I would tend to get it in holidays.
Aye.
But there's something you can get to put on your chub rub to stop it happening.
Vaseline.
I wouldn't like that.
Vaseline.
No, I don't like that.
Vaseline.
So anything that would be less hashy would be better.
I know.
Cycling shorts are good.
Aye, but again, if you've no hole like me, that still comes down.
Aye, but they're tight, surely.
Aye, no, I'm telling you, it still comes down. There's only one thing for it. Baby oil.
No, it's hashy tight.
I know it is, but sure. What was? If it stops you from getting chub rub.
Well, it's no joke. Definitely, it's no joke.
So, folks, have you got issues with chub rub? Please write in the comments below.
Or if they've any ways to prevent it.
Or if you get any wee tips and tricks to prevent the chub rub.
Because let's be honest, we're going on holidays and...
I'd love to know. Well, I'm running in the relay.
Oh, you might get nip rub.
Well, nipples might be rubbed raw.
You might have to tape them.
I had done it before. And I could do it again. I'll have to go through so many processes before going that run.
Well, you haven't started training yet, so...
It's 2 weeks, plenty of time. Plenty of time,
you
2 weeks.
You actually give me anxiety.
I'm playing an important game of golf that day too, later on. At least if I get an excuse if I play rubbish.
You will be for none.
That'll be 4 miles I'm running, and then run the golf course probably about 5. Some steps that day, boys. Some steps. Mm-hmm. My chub's actually starting to feel a bit... My inner thighs are feeling a bit itchy. You just think about this.
I wonder if you put deodorant.
That probably makes it worse.
You think?
I say so. So has anybody got any tips or tricks for the chub rub? Please let us know. I think that's that us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll do us. That's number 5 done and dusted. We're coming up here to nearly 40 minutes. These start at half 20 minutes long.
No.
I knew every week we're talking for 40 minutes.
No, we're just full of chat. Because
we're adding the wee intros and all now, you see. We're getting semi-pro because we're going on Fuse FM. So, a question for you folks. What are we going to call our radio show? We need a good one and we need some features for the show.
Yeah.
We want a bit of audience interaction. You can win a tenner on the cash call. Would you want Big John ringing you? Probably not. Probably not. Anyway, thanks very much, folks, for listening. Have a good week. And take her, Cammy. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye.